Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by IHOP. Introducing the IHOP Value Menu, where all your breakfast faves are just $6 each every day. Where else can you get a big, filling, sit-down breakfast for only $6? Go to Happy Plates with the $6 IHOP Value Menu, available every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, into hour number two. And what? You seem
sorry,
like you
I
had
know.
Something you
I,
wanted
I did
to say
open
there.
Open my mouth and make the audible. I was going to say, Chris, you're getting suggestions about what to do with your voice. K-Laws.
I'm not sure I want to hear this.
K-Law says, y'all need to get Chris the ginger honey tea jelly jar thing from H-Mart and then add lemon juice when you make it into a tea.
My goodness. Okay.
Sounds like a lot of work, but
just
I'm willing
lemon
to.
Lemon honey jelly jar.
Ginger honey tea jelly jar thing. Honey. Don't forget the thing at the end. Chris, how's your voice doing?
Like I said, I think it's. I don't feel too bad. I know you guys are not hearing it the way I would like you to hear it. but I'm working on. I'm working on the tea, the Don Orsillo stuff, and.
Do I need to get you some more water?
Yes, warm to hot water again. Like okay, you did
so the
last
temperature
time.
Is oh, was the temperature? Temperature
well,
was right.
Too cold.
It's too
yeah,
cold
it
now.
It was good when you brought it in. it's,
my goodness,
that'll be just right. Come on, man.
What is that from? Is that from?
That's the
Three
Little
Goldilocks.
Bears.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it Three Little Bears?
We're doing Goldilocks.
Yeah,
now?
Three Little Goldilocks or Three Little Bears.
That's what it is. All right,
just right.
We have a daily gambit to get to. We did have some bets. We are shortly about to find out how we did.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwynn and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwynn and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's get into the bets that we made last night. Duke was 8.5-point favorites over Florida. Chris went Florida. Tony and I went Duke. Duke did win the game, but they only won by 67-66. So we don't win that bet, Tony. Kansas at UConn.
Thank you for clarifying.
2.5-point favorite. You're welcome. Kansas. I chose Kansas. Chris chose Kansas. Oh, Tony chose the Jayhawks, which is Kansas.
We all UConn, were rooting against Dan Hurley.
Yeah, we all were wrong because UConn won by 5, 61-56.
By the way, I watched some of the game. Did you see any of it at all, Tony?
I did not.
Okay. The camera angle was a little interesting because it was from behind the benches. Usually the benches are on the far side of the camera.
Yeah.
In this case, they were down below at the bottom of the screen.
That's kind of like Duke as well.
But Duke's like that too. So, but because of this, you could see Dan Hurley, the back of him, standing there watching his team. The guy never stops moving. He's directing all five players every time down the floor. I'm like, dude, take a break.
He doesn't take a break.
And you don't need to know the play if you're watching. Just watch him. He'll tell you where everyone is supposed to go with his hand signals. He's crazy. He's certifiable.
That's why they said he wouldn't have made it in an NBA season. It's just too long to keep that
every
up.
Possession. Run over. Get over there. Get over there. Cut his ear out. I'm like, oh my God, I was wearing out watching him.
Yeah, that is crazy.
He does lose his voice. I think he loses it quite often.
Okay. You should lose it more. Yeah. UCSD in Nevada last night. Nevada minus 5.5-point favorites. Chris went UCSD. Tony and I went Nevada. And Tony and I won. Nevada won 76-70. Knicks minus 1.5 at the Celtics last night. Chris went Celtics. Tony and I went Knicks. Wrong move because Boston won 123-117. OKC minus 11.5 at Golden State.
That's a bad day for me.
All of us went Golden State. All of us were wrong.
By a half point.
By a half point. OKC wins 124-112.
And Oklahoma City scored like 8 points in the last 30 seconds of the game. To beat the spread.
That was a good game up until that point.
Right.
Let's see. Who scored more points? Jaylen Brown or Jalen Brunson?
Brunson was awful last night.
He was. Chris and Tony went Brunson. I went Brown. Brown had 42.
It was a good game, though.
Brunson had 15.
Winner for you.
Draymond, over under 15.5 points plus rebounds. Chris and I went over. Tony went under. He had 13 points and 9 rebounds. 22 total. He was over. Finally, Canucks! At the Avalanche, minus 1.5. We all chose Avs. Avs win 3-1, so we win that one.
Avs are 19-1 now. So
they're like the OKC Thunder.
Yeah, they're the OKC of the NHL. All right, here we go. Aztecs 8.5 over Utah Valley.
I'm afraid to pick this
one. Me too.
Honestly.
I'm not afraid, man. They had a lot of practice time. That is always a good thing. Aztecs.
I wish I could be as confident, and I will be... Fake it till I make it right now. We're going Aztecs.
Scram, if you take the Wolverines, that's it for you.
The contrarian is coming out.
Uh-oh.
Lost 3 out of 4.
Oh, here he is.
Fell to Troy.
All right. Well, pick
with
at your own
said,
peril.
You're going to pick the Aztecs.
I'm
going to
pick the Aztecs.
Well, here's the more interesting wager potentially on this game. Over under 144 points. That's 75-70. So you're getting close to that 80 mark. Tony, what do you think? Over under 144.5, and the Aztecs talking about playing more defense.
He's thinking. Under.
He's going under. Scrape. The Aztecs have given up 80 or more 4 straight.
I'm going to go over.
You are going to go over.
Yes.
I'm going to say under because it better be under. Like, if they went 85-80, people are going to be like, what is going on?
Yeah.
USF, the Dons.
My guys.
Well, I put them in there in case you picked against the Aztecs.
Oh.
So we can pick against
right,
the Dons.
I had a little backup plan here, Tony. The Dons are 16.5 over the North Alabama Lions. Who knew that Alabama was big enough to have a North Alabama, a South Alabama, UAB, Auburn, Alabama. There's a lot of schools.
I thought you were going to go in this direction. There's how many Lions are there in Alabama?
There's many
Mountain Lions.
As many Lakers as there are in Los Angeles, I guess.
Good point.
First, Scrape.
At least they came from a place that had lakes.
True. Utah Jazz. Utah Jazz is actually worse. Utah Jazz has never worked.
Never.
Because, you know, I always think of Salt Lake City when I think Jazz.
Jazz, right. Yeah,
sure I'm taking a Jazz vacation over the summer, and I'm going to Salt Lake.
Going there.
What was the spread?
16. You're going with the Dons. 16.5.
Yeah, so I'll go with the Dons.
I'll take the Dons at home. North Alabama is 4-4. Tony, Dons are 5-3, by the way.
Give me North Alabama.
Why not? All right. I put this in just because I've been looking forward to saying it all year. Louisville. That's not what I've been looking forward to. They're 2.5 over The sauce.
The sauce.
I love the sauce. Arkansas is the sauce. Game is at Arkansas. And I got to go with the sauce. They're at home, underdog. Come on. Take the points. Tony.
Sauce.
Sauce. Right away. It's great.
I got to go sauce.
All sauce.
All sauce.
Now, when I spell sauce in the sheet, should it be S-A-S or the word sauce?
Yeah, that's a good call. Good question.
We don't have an answer, so I'm going with the actual word.
All right. On the women's side, TCU women hosting Incarnate Word. We played a game down there one day, the Aztec women, so I've been to their school. It's in San Antonio. TCU, though, by 50 and a half. I bring this up because TCU women's basketball might be the greatest example of what the NIL is about of any program and anywhere. Remember 2 years ago, they couldn't even field a team.
They had to ask volleyball team or one of the other teams to help.
They had to forfeit their games. Yeah. They couldn't get anybody to play.
Yeah.
Now they're a top 10 team in the nation. It didn't take very long.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe they were a top 25 team when that all situation went down. They had won a bunch, and then they everybody got hurt, and they petered out.
Last year they were in the Elite Eight. Wow. This year they're in the top 10. After all that, 50 and a half points, Tony.
That's where
Van Lith
went last year, yes.
How did she do in the WNBA this year?
Random question.
She didn't play a lot. She was coming off the bench mostly.
Right. What is the...
50 and a half.
Gosh, I want to...
Incarnate Word.
Incarnate, can y'all just get it to 49?
You're going, huh?
I'm going Incarnate.
Going with IC. Wow. Scraby?
I'm going TCU.
Yeah. I'll go TCU. Hawks 3.5 over the Clippers. We got to talk more about the Clippers. The mess with Chris
Paul.
Next
segment.
Yeah, we'll get into it. But apparently there are just all kinds of problems there. Chris Paul was, if you didn't hear, was sent home and said you're off the team.
Yeah. In the middle of the night.
Did they even buy his plane flight? I mean, he can afford it, but he's like in Atlanta when they do this to him.
I wonder if Cliff Paul came and picked him up
from the commercial.
Yes.
Well, we're assuming Chris Paul has insurance at least. Maybe that helped him.
I would think so.
So anyway, Scraby, Hawks -3.5 in Atlanta over the Clippers situation.
I'm going based off of what our boss Adam said before the show in the back studio. The Hawks are better than we think. I will say the Hawks.
All right. I'll say the Clippers in this one, but where is Kawhi, really? I love Kawhi, but where are you? Tony?
Yeah, it's got to be the Hawks.
The Hawks. Okay. Giannis Antetokounmpo, 48.5 points, rebounds, assist. Bucks are home to the Pistons. I bring this up, Bucks have lost 8 in a row.
Wow.
Which is surprising. They have fallen to 11th in the East, and actually they've lost 8 of 10. I think they snuck a win in there, but they've been losing quite a bit. And did I read that Antetokounmpo is now not 100% sure he's committed to them?
They're having meetings today.
Yeah, so
according to Shams.
Interesting.
He could have done this over the offseason, too.
I mean, listen, the man is, in his particular case, he is seemingly trying to do everything to get them, to give them him a reason to stay in terms of winning championships.
But how many do they owe him? They got him one. Do they owe him
they
more?
They got him one or he got them one?
Well, together they got one.
I don't know. You look at that roster, I would go ahead, venture to say,
you say he
got them
it?
One.
Okay.
They
I
had
don't
to
know.
Pay him, though, so ultimately.
They did. Ultimately, I think he is probably destined for someplace else.
I'm going to say over tonight in his points, rebounds, assist. Highly motivated, I say. Tony.
Oh, he's putting on a show for everyone.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, I know he's going to play. Yeah, I'm going over,
although
too.
The Pistons are good, though.
Pistons are real good.
Scraby?
I'll go under.
Why?
I'm kind of mad at him now.
No, I wanted you to say you're the...
The Contrarian!
That's it for... The Daily Gambito.
I just don't like it when guys are like, things were good enough for me 2 months ago, but they're not good enough for me now.
If he would have said, no, I'm not going to sign.
Over the summer?
Yeah. There wasn't over the summer that he signed this. He signed it a few years ago.
Okay, well, he could have. The whole summer, the whole rumor mill was, will he be traded? Won't he be traded?
That's not his fault that we are making up stories about him being traded. Looks like we wasn't making it up. He might be traded when it's all said and done.
Tony likes to defend athletes that he likes.
I don't have a feeling on Giannis, actually.
I will say this. It's gotten so bad for the Bucks. Their last game, they lost to the Wizards. So that's low for
all
the
right.
Bucks.
You can get out, Giannis, if you're losing to the Wizards.
Yeah, I think that's a ticket out of town right there.
I get it.
He shoots, get this, Tony, he shoots 64% from the field this year. That's insane.
That's ridiculous.
For any player.
We got to stretch a little, few more minutes here as we get to about 316.
I would say start 318, but I would say start the Clippers conversation because this was crazy. The first thing I saw this morning was this whole Clippers thing, and I thought of Chris immediately.
Because I don't like Chris Paul.
You don't.
So I should be happy that they embarrassed him and him off the team. But I'll be frank, I'm not happy with this move. I think this is really bad
and hang
for a guy of his caliber to do this to him.
Hang on to that.
Yeah.
Because I think we can explore some other things first and hold that for next segment. Particularly Mr. Lane Kiffin. It seems like a lot of the things that he said in his press conference, the folks at Ole Miss are...
Wait a second. Tell everybody to sit down. You're not going to believe this. You're not going to believe this out there. Pull to the side of the road.
Yeah, you know, there were a bunch of claims that Lane Kiffin made that have been...
torpedoed.
Debunked.
Yeah. The guy just, everything he basically said was a lie.
That's what,
according to most people.
That's what they're making it out to be right now.
So
he said that he wasn't aware that he wasn't going to get to coach his team until the morning of.
And they told him 2 months ago that if you leave, you're not going to get to coach your team.
So they kind of did know.
So he said in his statement that most of the players wanted him to stay and coach, and a player immediately quote tweeted that and said, most of the players in that room will disagree.
Right. He said, anybody there will tell you that's false.
Yeah.
So he's saying, not only did I hear it, everyone heard that we did not beg him to stay. They were begging the assistants to stay because they wanted their position coaches. They did not care if he left.
Yeah, which tells you something, right?
But, I mean, it just gives into Lane Kiffin. The guy's a liar, man. Come on.
The thing, he doesn't do himself any favors by the way he's exited. Now, granted, all the exits haven't been his fault. Like, he can't help being fired on the tarmac. Like, there's nothing he can do about that. But, you know, kind of leaving Tennessee the way he left in the middle of the night, leaving this one.
According to Feinbaum, when he left Tennessee, on his way to the airport, he was calling players, begging them to come with him and leave with him. Like,
that is crazy.
That's just what he's – I just – this guy. Isn't
that what a college football coach is now?
Not everybody. Come on. No. Who? I don't think so.
I mean, all of these guys are calling their players as soon as they go.
Aside from Sean Lewis, who else is not doing that? Aside from Sean.
Yeah, probably right.
They're all doing it.
They have to do it because that's how you keep up with the Joneses.
That's how you keep up with the Joneses. And this goes back to our point on Monday. The NCAA could do themselves a whole lot of favors. They're probably getting some good graces just by simply changing the timeline in which you can hire a coach.
That's it.
It's just that simple.
Just change it.
Change it. We won't have this discussion, at least at the level that we're having it right now. All right, we got to get the break. On the other side, we get into the Clippers are coming back to their real, true
selves. Oh, Tony's excited about this. I just put it together.
We are going to talk about it.
Oh, yeah, this is Clippers. This is the history of the Clippers is revisiting us now.
Okay.
We are going to talk about it on the other side. More Gwen and Chris with traffic.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injuries.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All righty, we have a lot to continue with here. 324 is the time. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Mr. Scraby. We're going to talk about Chris Paul, the Hall of, you know, future Hall of Fame player. I don't think anybody's going to argue that. But the way the Clippers did him today, receiving a lot of criticism around the league.
As they should.
Yeah. I just don't get this. Apparently, like, he's not playing much. They're not winning. This is his last year. He's kind of at the end of the bench. Clippers are trying to make some excuses now. They're trying to say, well, he and Tyronn Lue didn't talk. Doesn't sound like anybody in that organization talks. Kawhi Leonard doesn't apparently talk to too many people either, we're finding out. But to be on a road trip and just tell the guy you're gone and, you know, basically send him home, such a classless move. But I guess that's that organization. I thought with Ballmer was different, Tony, but this is not different.
Sometimes, and I think Ballmer seems like one of these guys, unless it's the Kawhi Leonard deal or Paul George, it doesn't seem like he's involved all the time. This seems like this is straight at Lawrence Frank, who is
the GM. He is a disaster.
President of basketball operations. It's the same Lawrence Frank that came in under Doc Rivers, who somehow got the, I'm assuming it's the year of Steve Ballmer, and got the job over Doc Rivers, then fired Doc Rivers.
Thanks for bringing me in, Doc. Right.
Then on top of that, he's also credited with trading Shai Gilgeous to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, he didn't just trade him.
Along with
they traded like every first round pick they'll ever have.
Right.
Yeah.
Clippers still eating off of that, or still drafting players off of that.
The player they got back, by the way, was Paul George, who's right. No longer a Clipper.
He's now in Philly.
Right.
And so here's the thing that I think is irritating about this situation. It's not irritating. It actually kind of it brings me joy in some way. to have the Clippers being talked about like they used to be talked about.
Yes, this would not have been a surprise many years ago.
This was right up their alley back in the day. They had turned a corner and had looked like they were ascending. They've dropped back down. And here's the thing that I think is troublesome. Chris Paul throughout, at least his, and this, I'm not even in basketball circles, but the one thing you know about Chris Paul is he's going to be vocal and he's going to challenge teammates, coaches, front offices, if he deems necessary.
To be better.
And you knew that. It's everywhere he's gone, no matter whether you like Chris Paul or you dislike him, he has made every organization better than they were when he got there. We're talking OKC. He went there. They sent him there to basically rot. Next thing you know, OKC is making the playoffs. He goes to San Antonio. They end up like just missing the playoffs, and they had no business really being there. And it's been like that his whole career. So to sign a guy like that, understanding this is the last year of his, it's like a farewell tour, basically.
Yeah.
They didn't seem to like him challenging some of the things he saw. Clearly, there's a lot to challenge there. They're underperforming, and that includes Ty Lue. They apparently weren't on talking terms, and they say it was becoming a distraction. I think it's just a scapegoat, really. This team is woefully underperforming where they were expected to be. This was supposed to be one of the top teams in the Western Conference.
They took Denver to the seventh game of the first round last year. It was a hell of a game. They got eliminated, but with Kawhi.
Denver also took, was probably the
and Denver
toughest
almost beat OKC. Right. Yeah. So that's how close the Clippers might have been last year. I hated to hear, if you want to hear more about the Clippers and people, you know, berating them, Stephen A. Smith had one of his, you know, top-notch ones today. Yeah. But in it, he included Kawhi. I don't want to hear it because I love Kawhi and I try to turn a deaf ear to this. But the fact of the matter is Kawhi's hurt. He's not, and he's not the kind of guy, at least according to this rant, who's really around much. He doesn't really converse with anybody. He doesn't talk to guys. He's not friends with anybody on the organization or the team. I'm not saying this is true. I'm saying this is what was said. But Stephen A. Smith called him the worst superstar in sports. Might be a little harsh.
To be fair, Stephen A. has always had
a thing for Kawhi.
A thing for Kawhi.
Okay, good.
And so he,
because I don't want to believe any of this, because I like Kawhi, a great deal.
It's not to say, and listening to his dudes who have played with him, he clearly mixes it up. Now, I don't know that Kawhi's ever been the type of superstar that.
No. Not a mouth. He doesn't talk a lot.
He doesn't even want to be in front of the camera.
He didn't talk when he was here.
And guess what? You knew that also when you went out and signed him to the long deal.
Yeah.
So why are you trying to act like this is, that's Stephen A's thing. That's not really what this is about. But Lawrence Franks has brought the Clippers to the front page for all the wrong reasons.
Does Chris Paul now just have to slink embarrassingly into a retirement? Does he try to latch on with one last team here before, you know what I mean? This is a really uncomfortable spot for him to be in.
That's the thing, is that you thought the Clippers was a good spot because that was the guy who helped elevate their organization away from the nonsense that it was known for.
Yes, he was one of the first guys there and made them legit.
And I think this is part of the reason, and that all happened because David Stern vetoed the trade to the Lakers. It would have turned his career in a completely different way, but that's neither here or there. That's the disappointing part about this, is because, as I said, whether you like Chris Paul or not, he certainly deserves to be able to go out the way that it appeared that he was going to be. He wasn't asking for a ton of minutes. He just wanted to be a part of the team, and you seem to not be able to deal with, you know, everything that comes with that. And I think it's just one. The tough part for Chris is there has to be a fit somewhere where he's not a distraction.
I'll tell you where I'd go if I was him. I'd call OKC again and say, give me the 12th spot. Let me just sit down there and watch these guys play.
I think
it'd be a good way to go out.
I mean, that's the thing. It's going to be. I hope he gets to land someplace where he can finish it out the way he wants. I really do.
Yeah. Bad move by the Clippers. They look really bad on this one.
I think Steve Ballmer has looked bad all year. I mean, there's been.
Yeah, you go back to the Kawhi thing.
Hasn't been a good year for old Ballmer.
Has not.
I don't know that it's hurt his
him.
Pockets, but, you know, certainly from a. An optics standpoint, it hasn't been good.
Yeah, he's really making me look good because I was the one that went, hey, we got to get Ballmer to own the Padres.
Well, that was a good idea before.
I still think, despite all of that.
You still like that idea? Okay.
He got a lot of money.
You know, I actually,
and he likes to spend. He wants to win. We can deal with the other stuff.
He wants to spend. He likes to win, but I don't like it when owners get on the field with the microphone and jump around and cheer.
I could do without that part too.
Here we go, Bob.
Like it was cool the first couple times we saw him. I'd go, ah! But then, like afterwards, all right, man, that's enough. You're making too much money to be.
I think if he owns the team, you can just have him sit up with you and Jesse, and he can wave the star whenever a good play. He'd love that.
He would love that.
He would love that.
He may even invest in a sturdy star.
Hey, he might give you a star that really works.
As I
Tony.
Said, I think he would still be a good fit.
Okay. All right, a little break here. We got Sports Court. Oh goodness, just what I need—a wig today. On Gwen and Chris.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Order! We got sports court, 3:38 on the clock. TG.
Can you imagine the judge readjusting his wig up there? Hang on. Got to get my wig adjusted. Okay. You may, bailiff, you may proceed.
I'm sorry. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, and Matt Scraby with the spectacles on. 3:39 on the clock. We got a sports court coming your way. Do we have some traffic?
We do have some traffic. Sports court today is only one sports story. So we may need to
find... So it's just court today.
It's court, but there is one sports story that has to do with Little League that I think is going to be fun.
Okay.
But first, before we go to traffic, Tony, this hour is brought to you by Mission Fed. From first accounts to big life moments, Mission Fed can help. Saving shouldn't be stressful. Mission Fed makes it easier with great rates on savings certificates and ultra money market accounts. Grow your money the smart way. Check the latest rates and open an account at missionfed.com. Membership and account criteria apply.
I think if anybody's watching on YouTube right now, my headset is stuck in my wig.
It is. I'm looking at it right now.
I cannot get it out of there.
Okay, let's go to traffic and see if Chris can fix it.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Got a few problems here. Northbound 5 at Carmel Valley Road. Collision over to the right shoulder. A couple vehicles involved. Also an accident on the Camino del Norte on-ramp to northbound 15. And reports about a crash involving a couple vehicles on the Bradley Avenue off-ramp, northbound 67. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwynn and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. We're going to get into it here in just a second. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla for dining or takeout options. Visit Spiro's cuisine.com. Joseph says, I want Scraby to wear a wig too. We have determined that only the judges get the wigs.
No, we have not determined that. We have determined, Joseph, if you'd like to send a wig in, right, we only got on Scraby.
Nate was the one who sent that's us the wigs.
That's well, Joseph
back in the
can
day.
Get in on it.
All right, let's get started. And what is it, Wednesday? So Chris is up first here. And this one is kind of crazy. I found this on Reddit. All of these were from Reddit, actually. I am on my Little League's board, and mostly we just make decisions that don't carry much weight. But we had an incident which got the board into a huge argument. I am not the president, but the president is one of those guys who doesn't have a kid on any team, but somehow is the president.
To yes. My favorites.
Yes, we are in a small town. Here's the thing. During a game between 12-year-olds, a pitcher hit three kids with a pitch in the first three innings. I don't think it was on purpose. The mom of one of the kids hit by a pitch went nuts, started screaming the pitcher is trying to hurt her kid. Her son was also the opposing pitcher. When that original kid came up to bat, the mom screamed, "Throw it at him!"
Oh, my Lord.
So her kid did, and hit the kid in the head. All hell broke loose. And long story short, the president is the only one not in favor of banning the mom and her kid from this little league.
The guy with no kids?
The guy with no kids. So he said it was too heavy-handed of a punishment. He thinks that should be shorter than a lifetime ban. Chris, you're up first. Does this qualify for a lifetime ban from our little league?
Yes. Everybody out of my courtroom, I'm going to lunch. That was the easiest one of the year.
What?
Get this lady out of here.
Oh, okay.
Please. Right. Go play in another league if you don't like this. If you don't like our ruling, I hate parents, you drive me crazy.
Gosh.
You just do. Sorry. Can't put up with that stuff.
So I think the question is lifetime ban.
And again, these are what, 12-year-old kids?
This was a 12-year-old game.
Yeah, lifetime ban. The kids are only going to be in Little League for another couple of years.
Yeah, let's say 12,
not going to try to get him back in
Little League next year.
You know what I mean?
Okay,
so get her out of here.
Before I play devil's advocate, Tony, what is your decision?
She's got to go.
The mother.
Got to go.
What about the kid?
No.
Both?
I'm going to assume the kid.
Well,
took,
the kid's going to go with her.
He's
not going to play in a league that she can't come to the game.
I think she's got to go. I'm assuming that the kid took directions from his mother when he was like, throw at him!
He's like, okay.
Yeah. Perfect. This is exactly what I wanted to do, Mom. I'm glad you're giving me the okay to do it. And then, you know, thankfully, I assume that the young man who got hit in the head is okay.
It didn't say anything about injuries.
So, thankfully, I mean, anytime a baseball hits a kid in the head, you don't know what can happen.
Yeah, true.
Here's the other thing. And I get that everybody wasn't as privileged as me to be around baseball my whole life to kind of understand how it works. However, if you are freaking out because your child got hit in baseball,
it's
when
part of the game.
You might not should attend those games.
No, yeah. Well, why don't you put him in football? See how that goes for you. or go into basketball where I don't protect the players and any fouls.
My mom and dad came to many of my games, Little League, high school, and I'm sure there were things that they didn't like that made them uncomfortable. But there was a rule that my parents, and it wasn't my rule, it was their own rule. They never said a word at a game. Matter of fact, they tried to be as far away from the action as possible.
If they would have said a word, like if your dad stood up and yelled something, it would have been on whatever that year's version of TMZ was.
That's true.
For sure.
Yeah, he couldn't do it.
And so, the going off, and I get it, you don't want to see your child get hit, but you do know that in sports, those type of things happen.
Especially with 12-year-olds?
Especially with non-professionals.
Some parents just are totally oblivious. Yeah,
and
they think their kid
is...
The world revolves around their child,
the
and
fact
that's
that
how
you
it needs to go.
On your son throwing at another kid, I think that's ridiculous. I think that
that's
sets
awful.
You up to be kicked out for lifetime.
I had a parent the other day yell from the basketball stands at their own kid to play better, work harder, whatever it was. It took everything I had not to like stop the game and make a big deal out of
I didn't do that, but
I can't deal with that stuff at all.
I don't begrudge a parent for getting lost every once in a while and maybe yelling something they shouldn't yell, because it happens to the best of us, right?
All right.
But I can tell you that it doesn't work. It does not work. You yelling at your kid in the middle of the game only causes it to get worse.
Yes. All right, lifetime ban, and get that president out
of
there.
You didn't want to play devil's advocate?
Yeah,
no,
where's your devil's advocate?
Oh, well, you guys kind of already played it. It was going to be, do you think the mom should be banned, but the kid gets to stay in?
Listen, I'm not opposed to the kid being able to continue to play. I think his actions were fast-forwarded by his mom.
Do you think a 12-year-old is old enough to make a decision between right and wrong? Or do you think he could claim, hey, my mom told me to do it, I do what my mom says?
I do know that a 12-year-old can get lost in the emotion of a mom that was already...
Throwing at him!
Even before that, when he got hit.
Yeah. She was screaming.
Right.
She was screaming.
Did any of the people around like,
he said all hell broke loose, so there might have been some moms trying to go at
it. Didn't say anything about that, but I imagine benches clearing, but parents clearing the benches.
My wife might be embarrassed if I tell this story, but I'm going to tell her. One time, my youngest daughter, who is a really good athlete, kind of clipped a girl accidentally, just playing hard. And after the game, the father said something to her, something along the lines of
"keep an eye
dirty,
on your kid.
Dirty little girl," or something like that. And my wife, I wasn't there. I was told about this later. Had to be restrained from going after this dude. I'm glad that somebody was there to catch her because she doesn't need to be facing off against another man.
But
those are the type of things you just you don't say. You don't talk to somebody else's kid like that. So I imagine if a parent was yelling that, you know, hit him,
yeah,
that's gonna cause some ruckus.
I would like to go, and it's never gonna happen. The simpler days of my little league youth, when my parents and their friends sat up in the stands,
and just drank,
probably drank out of a flask, barely knew the game was going on.
Right.
My mom, you know, we had the Beverly Hills thing, so there were some parents that were known. My mom wanted to try to, you know, cozy up to them, and
she wanted to keep up with the Joneses,
right? To keep up with the Joneses. And when the game was over, like, you had to go up in the stands and go, oh, Mom, can we go? The game's over. I didn't even know.
That was the day.
Yeah.
See, that was way also, better. Our parents hadn't really connected the dots of, oh,
right,
my son could now become
a
Major League Baseball player.
No, they didn't care. They just wanted to go schmooze and drink.
You know what? I will say, the last thing on this.
Yeah, we got two more.
Last thing on this. That was the era of kind of, you're playing sports to get the actual life lessons out of them. You're not actually playing to become a professional one day.
Yeah, that's not.
That's not where we are anymore. No more. I mean, I think people have actually forgot that sports actually has a lot of these lessons that come that help you in life.
A lot of things have been forgotten.
Touche.
All right, next one. This one is about a travel situation this guy got in over the Thanksgiving break. I was traveling home from Thanksgiving, and as I was getting on the plane, I looked to see who may be sitting next to me. I see an empty seat next to a really attractive 30-something-year-old woman. Hoping it was my seat, I said in my head, please be my seat, please be my seat, please be my seat. It was my seat.
Did you read it?
Yeah. I sat down and was not being creepy at all. I didn't even gauge conversation until the plane door was closed. I just made small talk, and she put in her earbuds, and I kept to myself. We land, and I ask her if she lives here, and she did, and I wanted to ask her out, but I didn't. However, Cupid must have been watching because I was beating myself up waiting for my luggage, but then she was there. I took the chance and went up to her and asked her out.
The old luggage meeting.
She seemed okay with it. But here's the problem. She handed me her business card, which is totally fine. The problem is when I called the number, it went to a front desk of the company. I freaked out and hung up, and now I'm in my head. Does the business card mean she didn't want me to contact her? Wouldn't she have just given me her cell phone number? What would you guys do, Tony?
Oh, listen, man.
If I was this guy?
Tony.
Shooters shoot. And so, therefore, I don't care if it's the front desk, leave a message. That's going to at least show that
you're making an effort.
You're making an effort here. Maybe it was a test. I'm going to give him the office number, see what happens. Maybe he hangs up that, hey, it wasn't meant to be. Maybe he leaves a message, and I'll call him back. I'm just saying, man, shoot or shoot.
I mean, she did give you the instructions to reach out to her work.
Take your shot.
I could totally see how myself in this situation would be like, she gave me her work number. She doesn't want to talk to me.
Disagree.
Okay.
I think your cell number may seem a little too personal,
even though you just met this dude on a plane.
Give the work number.
But then they know where you work.
And she's a lady. Yeah, but there's a front desk and all that stuff.
I'm sitting here to tell the guy, take your shot, but I'm somebody who just did not take my shot so many times in my life. And I kick... My wife better not be listening.
I kicked, not
in the last since I've been married, but before I was married, like, what was I doing? Why not? Nothing, you know, I'd be in the same spot now as I would have anyway. Makes me mad that I passed up on opportunities.
All right, we're getting a couple things in here. She gave the work number to hide it from her cell phone, boyfriend in play. I don't know about that.
That's nefarious.
There we go.
Why wouldn't she just...
I mean, typically, girls don't have a problem saying, I got a man, especially if they're not interested.
Totally. Totally. I mean,
even if they don't have a man, they'll say they got a man if they're not interested.
Kayla says, take your shot, but don't be too pushy.
Always don't be too pushy.
I mean, you can only be so pushy on an answer machine. I mean, you leave it a message through the front desk.
As a woman, OMG, I would hate it if someone tried to ask me out at the airport.
Where is a better place to ask?
There is no better place. I mean, if you're meeting the person in the airport.
There's no way I could have asked somebody out at the airport after speaking with them for less than 3 minutes on a plane ride.
They put their earbuds in.
Right. I could have never done it ever.
I have experience with
this. I might have thought
this.
About, you know, wow, I wish I asked it, but I never would have done
it. I have experience with this because when I was traveling back in the day before radio, I was also a drunk. I was sitting next to a girl, and we started talking, and then we started drinking, and I thought everything was cool. She gave me a number, and it was to a pizza place.
Yeah.
So,
well, at least it wasn't an 800 cool. number, so you had hope for a little while.
It was a pizza place, so I ordered a pizza and cried into my pizza that night, but...
Sorry to hear.
I don't think people really want to be contacted at the airport. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a weird place to...
All right, last one. Thanksgiving situation here. I'm newly married, and my wife and I live about 5 hours by car from our families. We decided to stay in town and head to a friend's house for the night. We're excited, and my wife asked what she could bring. Thinking it was an appetizer or something, she received a text back saying, quote, if you want to give us $80 for both of you, that should cover everything, end quote. Wait, we have to pay to go to Thanksgiving? I don't mind contributing to the meal, but in every situation like this in my life, the host is the one who is picking up the bulk of the cost.
It's called Thanksgiving.
They are inviting people to their house. So Chris is up first. Do you think charging us $40 each is wrong?
Are you a human being? Like, who does that?
A lot of people do this.
They really don't.
I don't know, tell me they do. I've encountered people that want money for stuff.
You mean they have parties?
Yeah.
At their house. They invite people, and the people have to bring money?
Yeah.
Come on.
You know, Chris,
well, I don't
in this
it,
day and age, so. Money is tough to come by. So people are struggling, getting people together. Pool all your money. So you're thinking this is wrong. Tony, do you think charging $40 is wrong?
Yes. On Thanksgiving? Yes. I think that's correct. That's crazy.
If you can't afford to host a party, then don't host it.
Don't invite people over. That was a slick way to do it, too, by the way. Somebody offered, hey, can I bring something by? Yeah, you could just send $80. What?
They are making money on this Thanksgiving. Because let's say they tell that to, like, five people. That's $400. And then they're just pocketing the rest of the money after they buy the food.
I don't know how
these
popular...
These don't sound like good friends.
This is bad. I don't know how popular this is going to be, but... I don't care to go to a wedding and then you bring me out there for a money dance either. Sorry.
A money dance?
Where they go out and you got
you're supposed to pin money on them while they're dancing.
I haven't seen that.
I've heard of it. One day and you won't like it.
All right, well, I'm just going to put a
it's
dollar
like, leave
bill.
Me in my seat.
You know what I like to do? When people push me to donate, I give them the least amount possible. Chris vs. the Fans next, 833-288-0973.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. The podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.